due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Plant situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission to bring music and comedy to the world, a mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas, a mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before, a mission to be crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay, along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Spiraza. They bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
Welcome, Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger! Woo! Rockin' Comedy Show is rocking. In the house.
Outstanding.
We were here,
What? It's not turned on.
I don't need it.
Well, you're turned on.
You're turned down.
Is it turned on in your hand?
Hello.
There you go.
Is.
Anyway, guys, welcome to Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger. Now make some noise.
Hello.
That's right. We're all here. We're all here for the 2-pound hamburger eating challenge.
I'm starving.
Here's the deal. It starts in 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I'm starving.
We do have a sign-up sheet, so if you have not signed up and you want to partake, we have 2 pages almost completely.
Oh, yeah, we got our first victim. All right, sign up there, my darling.
All right, so we are here. Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger invited us back because we rocked this place the last time we were here. Here are the official rules for the hamburger eating contest. Are you paying attention?
I am trying to flirt with Doria.
Well, she's talking to me. It's not my fault.
We'll introduce everybody in a minute. Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger, as they say, bigger is better. Right, Doria?
Well, you would know, Jay. You would know.
Anyway, you have 30 minutes to finish 2 1-pound hamburgers. You must complete it in 1 seating.
Thank you.
If you leave the table during this time, you will be disqualified. You cannot share. You must have a minimum of 5 toppings. And cannot combine with any other promotions. And yes, guys, you have to pay for this.
What?
What do you have to complete it in 1 sitting? What
we
are they
don't, because
do?
We work for the show.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
Anyway.
There's no trips to the bathroom, right?
No trips to the bathroom. If you leave the table at any time, you're disqualified.
Oh, and I wanted to use my Karen Carpenter diet.
You can do it after.
Not right.
What if your heart seizes
so,
up?
This is where you go, what do you win?
What do you win?
Well, they're going to put your picture on the 2-pounder wall of fame. You get a free t-shirt that says, I ate the pounder at Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger. Plus, you get put on their Facebook album, The 2-Pounders Challenge. And the first 3 that win get gift cards and prizes. And we've got some awesome prizes to give away.
Tell us about those prizes, Jay.
Please do.
Who are you, Bob Barker?
A new car.
Rod Roddy over here.
Well, before we get to that, let's introduce everybody that's here. Rebecca is here.
Hello.
Hey, Rebecca.
And I'm also known as...
The Train Wreck.
The Train Wreck.
That's right. Also, we have Mike Doria in the house.
Hello.
Ooh.
Mike Doria.
I'm super.
When you talk into that mic, Macho Man, you got to be like 5 feet away from it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do have a commanding voice.
You do have a very commanding voice. And that is Scott Scooter Deal, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
All right. And that's from the Paramedic Chronicles. You can find him on Facebook.
That's right. You can.
Can I see this envelope?
You may. Would you like to see this right here?
I would. We're announcing this for the first time. It has not been made public. You have won the People's Telly Award for your short film, A Doll Named Charlotte.
3rd place.
On YouTube.
Woo!
Third place, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never seen a Telly Award, it's just as fancy as the shit I give out.
Actually, we could get a trophy.
There's no trophy?
We can get the trophy.
But you got to pay for it, right?
It's $195.
I know.
But it's made by the same company that makes the Oscar.
So I get it.
It's very impressive.
I would get...
It's just
worth
$200.
I know, but how many trophies do you have?
I'm gonna have
TV,
one.
You gotta pay for your Emmy.
Is that right?
How do you win it if you gotta pay for it?
Right? What the F is
what
that?
What the crunk?
WTF.
What? WTF.
Yeah, OMG WTF, they say.
Out of 13...
Yes.
Out of 13,000 films, 50 states, and 5 countries, we placed 3rd.
That is actually very amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Let's hear it for Scott Scooter Deal.
Thank you.
You can actually go to the Rockin' Comedy Show website and see the video right there.
Yes, you can.
The doll named Charlotte. Check that out. It's awesome.
Excited.
So let's it's not make, a porn, is it?
Let's make some noise from the people that are actually going to do this hamburger challenge. Look, I say let's make some noise for the people that are going to participate, and it was crickets.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you were talking over me.
I was too busy not listening to you.
I know. Let's make some noise for those that are signing up to do this contest.
Woo! Woo!
That's going to be awesome.
It looks like we got quite a bit of people, but you know what? We always could get some more.
That's right.
So step on over.
Come on down.
That's right.
You're the next contestant.
They are prepared. Olympias, I walked in today, and he's like, I ain't doing this one.
You're not doing it, Olympias. Thank you. Because he's our last winner. There's Olympias back in the kitchen making these fabulous burgers.
Make some noise for Olympias.
Olympias, let's give a round of applause.
Well, he had a leg up. I mean, he makes the burgers all day. He certainly should know how to eat them in 8 minutes.
He practices every day. But you guys all come to Cheeburger because of the fabulous service and the delicious burgers.
Delicious burgers.
Now, let's point out some awesome people in the audience besides myself and Rebecca.
Well, of course. Yes.
Trevor Jones is here.
Trevor Jones.
Seth Turner's in the house. Yay. Michael Johns is here from Hypnosis Unleashed.
Michael Johns.
We're going to bring him up, talk to him.
Hey, and you know what? Any single ladies in the audience, this gentleman is cute and he is sitting by himself.
What?
In fact, I think I might go over there. Bye-bye.
Wow. Bye.
Rebecca, stay put. He's not going to want you.
He doesn't.
That was harsh.
He doesn't have the type of money that you're looking for.
Ouch. You don't?
No. Which is any.
I know, you do. I can tell.
That's harsh.
It's my new boyfriend right there. Raise your hand. Hey. He is scared.
We have Tim from Tragedy X here. Yay.
Tragedy X.
Or Rich.
Yeah, all right. So we got people here. I think the orders are being taken. If not, they should be.
Yes, we only have 25 minutes.
Do we need to go and give the...
We can find out if they've...
They want that?
I'm sure.
All right.
Why don't we have... If you guys are actually partaking in this contest, stand up so we all know who's doing it.
Yes, let's everybody stand up that's participating.
Yeah.
Let's
see it. All right. The boys in the corner, what are you guys doing? You're not participating?
Wussy.
Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said wussy.
Shut up, ass munch. I mean, butt munch. That's what I meant.
No, you can say that, I think.
Yeah, you know. It's in the Bible, for God's sake.
Everybody here has seen Family Guy.
Right. You know. There's got to be some decorum there.
All right. So all the orders have to be placed, and the food will be sent out at 8 o'clock. To do this awesome contest.
Well, that's a lot of people. Look at that.
And because I'm unemployed, I'm going to eat the leftovers.
So, you know, and take it all home in a doggy bag.
Well, you're here on the show. It's free. You're an employee.
Oh, yeah. I don't like
you're
hiccups.
Just not getting paid.
Paid.
There's the whole paid part of it. But.
Look at these two.
Oh, they're going to physically...
You think this would be all set up beforehand?
It is all set up beforehand.
It is all set up.
It is, but you know how it is Vegas. We usually do have a 50% rate of return. Right.
Flaky.
I want to give a shout-out to Donnie, who asked us to come down here.
Yay. Where's Donnie? There's Donnie.
Come on, Donnie. Come down here for a minute.
I mean, it's not like you're busy or anything serving customers. You might as well get on the radio.
We'll find out what he is.
It's only your business.
All right, Donnie.
Tell us a couple of things about this awesome place.
How did the 2-pound hamburger challenge come into play?
Well, it came out from the customers because...
Oh, yeah, you got
to
talk.
It came out from the customer request because everybody wanted to do a 2-pounder. They're like, no, 1-pounder is too small for us. We want to do 2-pounder. So that's what we are doing, 2-pounder challenge.
Nice.
Oh, Rebecca, you've been talking to him again, haven't you?
Holy cow.
So, I mean, thank you for having us back. We had a lot of fun last time. We're going to, you know, hopefully, you know, tear the walls down tonight.
Yep, that's the plan. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 2-pounder, is that just for today or you do this other days as well? Like now it's the 2-pounder that you have to eat to get on the wall?
No, it's going to be 1-pounder. 2-pounder will be a special event when he's going to be here with us.
So you should get like a 1.5-pounder to meet it in the middle.
Nice.
We can think about that
it's
later.
It's a special Crazy J thing.
That's right. Now, how? For those that don't know, how did the origins of Cheeburger come into play?
What was that again?
How did Cheeburger come to... We all know it came from Saturday Night Live, so...
Yeah, I mean, the origin is in Florida, and we're part of the franchise.
Oh, okay.
There are, like, Cheeburger in 50 different states, so we have 67 so far right now.
Nice.
Yep.
I thought the founder had a speech impediment.
Cheeburger.
No Coke, Pepsi.
But, I mean, awesome. So thank you for having us, and I think we're getting ready to... start serving up those burgers.
Yeah, actually, since we did tell others that it's going to be at 8, so let's wait till 8 and then we can do it.
Okay.
All right.
What our waitress is doing is they're going around and taking the names.
Okay.
Who is going to be here, who are here, and what they want on their burger, so we can make sure they're ready at around 8:20.
Oh, nice. So you can customize the burger?
Yeah, you just have to have a minimum of 5 toppings.
Holy crap.
Well, I customized mine and
toppings.
I didn't get the answer.
The hell are you gonna put on that?
Does Zip Fizz count as a topping?
Right? Maybe you can just have a Zip Fizz on the side.
I think that for us celebrities, we should be able to get Zip Fizz on our burgers.
I believe.
And I am going to choose the grape.
Great. It's all about grape Zip Fizz. Can we get the Zip Fizz mixed in the burger? That would be... Right.
No, we crush up Laura Tapps.
My question earlier to him was, instead of two individual one-pound hamburgers, can we do one with two patties? He said it's not enough bread, but I said stack it like a Big Mac. And what was he?
I'll put the club section.
We are not Big Mac, so it's going to be separate two-pounder.
Well, and you're also not going to feel like crap 2 hours later and be hungry all over again.
I don't know. If you eat 2 pounds of meat, you might be feeling like crap.
No, it's
cheeseburger meat, so it's much better.
Is this American cheese or is it?
This is quality beef here.
There you go.
It's quality beef.
Quality beef.
such language.
Awesome. Well, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are here at Cheeburger. And you guys got to check this place out sometime when you're in Vegas if you don't live here. And
where is Cheeburger?
It's in Vegas.
Thanks. So if they come to Vegas, they just drive aimlessly.
It's a comedy show. Chuckle, serious boy.
What
is the address?
Those who don't know, Cheeburger is off of Rainbow. The address is 8390 South Rainbow Boulevard.
8390.
It's on the south side of the 215.
There you go.
Far down.
So all you listeners in Alabama, get down here.
Come on.
There you go.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Awesome. So
suppression.
We have a lot going on. So
yes,
join us, and we got performances.
That's awesome.
You know, I asked for a stripper pole for Rebecca, but it's not here.
Yes, it is. It's right here.
Yeah. Oh,
I just got to raise it up a little, and there you go. I'm sorry, you'll have to work around the legs. I apologize.
Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
See ya.
Stuck in your ears, you only hear what they want you to hear. market their new product. The paint, how they market their new product line. Product line. Product line. Product line.
Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
This is Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there. So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold. Hey, Mike, don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow. And how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not going to lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm going to try the meatloaf.
Yep, got to go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
My mama told me when I was hatched, act like a superstar. Save your allowance, buy a bubble dress, and someday you will go far. Now on red carpets, well, I'm hard to miss. The press follows everywhere I go. I'll poke your eye out with a dress like this. Back off and enjoy the show. I'm sure my critics will say it's a grotesque display. Well, they can fight me, baby, I perform this way. I might be wearing Swiss cheese or maybe covered with bees. It doesn't mean I'm crazy, I perform this way.
Perform this way.
Ooh, my little monster's pain. Life's 'cause I perform this way. Baby, I perform.
a human jelly bean, cause every day is Halloween. I'm so completely original, my new look is all the rage. I'll wrap my small intestines round my neck and set fire to myself on stage. I wear a porcupine on my head on a W-H-I-A. Offended when you see my latest pop monstrosity. I'm strange, weird, shocking, odd, bizarre. I'm Frankenstein, I'm Avatar. There's nothing too embarrassing. I'll honestly do anything but wear white after Labor Day. Cause baby, I perform this way.
Hope you won't think it's cliche if I go nude today. Don't call the cops now, baby, I perform this way. No reason I should regret all the attention I get. I'm not completely crazy, I perform this way, yeah.
Well, it's lasted a lot longer.
It is
mind.
The Rockin' Comedy Show. We are here at Cheeburger. Cheeburger. Make some noise.
We just did.
Our superstar, Seth Turner, is wussed out on the contest. Big man like this. What? Yes. Yeah, you are a special guest star.
You're
in so many ways.
You're special, right, Seth?
You're a super special guest star. Seth Turner is here. And right now, though, we've got Rebecca and the news.
Outstanding.
Yes, Rebecca and the news. All right.
I see a food.
No, wait a minute.
Today.
We've got Rebecca and the news. You do a live place, and you got to wake them up.
I got to wake them up.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
I'm not trying to use my normal wake-up gestures. All right. I don't know if you guys have heard this story, but it was quite interesting to me. Michael Cook's accused of breaking... Does cheese count as what?
As
a topping? Sounds good to me.
Absolutely.
Whatever you guys want to prepare. We got Zip Fizz, too. All right. Cook is accused of breaking into home, awesome, devouring raw chicken in the nude. If you are what you eat, then this alleged burglar is a rare bird. When East Dallas resident Jennifer Espinosa left her apartment to take her daughter to school Monday morning, she left a frozen chicken in her kitchen sink to thaw. Doesn't she know you're supposed to leave it in the fridge? Anyways, when she returned about 7:45 a.m., she noticed in the window in her bathroom was broken. I opened the door, and there was a guy in the kitchen, fully nude, eating the raw chicken. The in-the-buff burglar allegedly ignored shouts from the Espinosa to get out of her apartment and continued to chow down on the bird.
Well, he had, like, botulism, I'm sure, salmonella from eating the raw chicken.
But these are the kind of people that don't die. If I ate raw chicken, dead in 5 minutes.
Why didn't he just warm up the oven at 350 and throw it in for 20 minutes?
And why was he doing it in the nude? Obviously, what? Following treatment at a local hospital, the suspect, who has since been identified as 26-year-old Michael Cooks, was charged with burglary.
Interesting that his last name's Cook and he ate a raw chicken.
But that I'm wondering why he was only...
Irony.
Irony. Yes. Why is he only accused of burglary? I mean, isn't that indecent exposure as well and mental trauma?
Wow.
God, mental trauma. That's such a
depends on what it looked like. Is there more in the police report, Rebecca?
Right, see?
More, Cook's injuries were, I don't know, he had several outstanding warrants, but I thought that was pretty news. Pretty weird news. All right, what else do we got going on here? Ooh, let's see. New York studio plus sizes the pleasures of yoga. Buddha Body Yogurt Yogurt in New York City offers small classes, individual attention, and plenty of blocks, bolsters and belts, balance balls, blah, 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 to help you with your warrior pose. But there won't be the usual bevy of ponytailed small people, I guess, making pretzel shapes. Buddha Body Yoga is strictly for the plus-size practitioner. No tiny girls allowed.
Wow.
Oh.
When I tell a 120-pound person that they can't come, they get offended. So I want to know, actually, I want to go and check this out because there's nothing better. What? Oh, Zip Fizz on there. Look, first client putting Zip Fizz on their burger.
We're getting a Zip Fizz. That's orange, isn't it? Was that orange?
Is that orange? How does it taste?
We're getting a thumbs up on the Zip Fizz burger.
That is very nice. Anyways, I think that's hilarious. What do you guys think?
And now his head's exploded.
So what do you think, Scott Scooter Deal, of overweight, voluptuous ladies doing yoga?
I think that's phenomenal.
You think it's phenomenal? I think they should videotape.
I don't think, absolutely. I think that is absolutely outstanding. We're in a new era now, and I think, God bless you, if you want to go do yoga at the yogurt shop.
Yeah. It's yoga.
It's not yogurt.
And I know that we were talking on the show before about young girls these days talking about getting dressed and for the evening, and not just getting dressed up, but getting Victoria's Secrets dressed up for the evening.
Yes, I can't get behind that.
Too sexy for their age. It's time for parents to draw the lines. And apparently, some people have. See, it even says it in here. Push-up bikinis, tight skirts with suggestive sayings are on all store racks these days. Sadly, when I wasn't at Victoria's Secrets or even the women's section of the store, I saw items. I was shopping in the kids' section with my 10-year-old daughter. For years, these clothes have been marketed at the youth, made the parents uncomfortable. But now, sex sells, and it's actually...
Well, how is a girl supposed to become pregnant at 13 and get on that MTV reality show?
Right.
Unless she's dressing sexy.
Thank you.
I mean, between the reality show and getting Victoria's Secrets ready with our youth, it's just got drawn a little too far. Anyways, that wasn't a very interesting story.
Well, when you start with Victoria's Secret...
When you start...
You lost me a raw chicken.
You lost me a raw chicken. All right. Our next story. Boy's life-saving surgery reconnects leg backwards.
Whoops.
And Fosterio, Ohio, a rare cancer surgery is the only way Dugan Smith, all of 13 years old, could play baseball again. That is, the teenager needed to hear. Nearly 3 years ago, when Smith was 10, he noticed soreness in his right knee. Blah, 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 blah. And
there's words.
Skip the most important details.
Words.
The rare procedure he chose is called Van Ness Rotation Plasty. And instead of using a full prosthetic or an artificial bone, doctors removed the middle part of Smith's leg, rotated the bottom half 180 degrees, moved it up, and connected his blood vessels. That he reported the bone cancer only affects roughly 400 children a year, but that's why it's considered dangerous. And I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to run again. I didn't know if it was going to work. So there was 100 different things going through my mind. Blah, 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 blah.
Words.
Wait, so they connected his foot backwards, so he's at home walking around in circles currently.
So,
exactly. He's not even doing that. He's just walking in place.
This right. story doesn't even...
This story doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't even make sense.
Did they fix his leg?
I mean, apparently...
You must have pulled that story when you're in your lower tab haze.
Yeah.
This is a funny story.
This is going to be great. Well, you know what? I mean, the title got it, but apparently... it's not a really good... It's not a Las Vegas Weekly writer, because they would have got down to the bottom of it, you
right.
know?
Well, they would have read it correctly.
What?
What? That's none of your business.
Just checking. All right. The five dumbest things you can do if you have too much debt. That is the dumbest story I've ever heard.
Wow. One, stop spending money.
What? Wait, what?
All right. So our next story here is some guy flirting with me from behind. Isn't that crazy?
It's just the general manager.
Just crazy right there.
He wanted to know where the beef was.
Ah, where's the beef?
It's me.
All right. Cops. Man takes stolen backhoe.
And not Rebecca.
On drunken joyride. A 25-year-old Farmington, Connecticut man is accused of taking construction equipment on a drunken joyride through his upscale neighborhood, smashing mailboxes and causing a lot of damage.
Oh, I remember this.
Wait, is that my dad?
Larry Bird, get off that backhoe. Police arrested Adam Burgundy on Pinnacle Road at 11:50 p.m. on a Sunday after getting an hour of calls from residents who were anxious about the backhoe driving up and down his street. Burgundy is accused of damaging several mailboxes, road barriers, and utility equipment while driving the truck, or driving a truck the town of Farmington uses for road work. He was able to get started using the master key from a previous charge. He is charged with first-degree criminal mischief, evading responsibility, and interfering with an officer.
Evading responsibility?
What the hell is that?
Can you really be arrested or
Wouldn't
charged?
We all be arrested every day for everything?
Right?
You have evaded responsibility. Hands behind your back.
You know, if you show up to pay your water bill a day late, they're going to arrest you for evading responsibility?
Here's what I want to know. When I get drunk, I have all kinds of trouble trying to, like, walk a straight line, do things, and this guy gets into some big equipment and starts playing mailbox baseball.
But, I mean, right? You know what? Usually when people get crazy charges like that, it's like they're just scrambling.
No, it's because they're on blow, too.
See, there's always the blow part. They always underline that out.
Yeah. There's always.
It's a Zip Fizz rage.
It's a Zip Fizz rage. Well, you know, there's a lot of wonderful things that you can do for Zip Fizz.
Yes, there are.
Rebecca did one of them 2 weeks ago.
Not to interrupt your news, because I know that you hate that. There's a lot of people walking around holding their stomachs. They just ate, like, the one-pound burger.
They already did it?
Well, no. Not the contest portion, people. But I'm watching people walk from the front back here to the bathroom.
I'm really against
the fact that they put us back by the bathrooms.
I think that they're cheating, because you're not allowed to go to the restroom.
Well, he's not in the contest.
He better not be in the contest.
I'm gonna
be a roving reporter. I'm gonna go in there and check it out.
Stop him on the way out. We'll ask him how it went.
Yeah. I'll go in there and report live from the bathroom.
That's not right.
How would
that
sound?
Right.
Well, I don't know, Rebecca. I'm not really going to ask questions.
I think you should do it. Make this Rocket Comedy Show just a little bit different. And you know what, guys? That is the news.
Woo! Huzzah.
Awesome.
Outstanding.
The more you know.
Helping one hamburger-eating person at a time. Right. Thank you.
Well, I think, Trevor Jones is entering the contest, so we should get him up here before he starts eating.
Come on up,
Trevor.
Trevor Jones.
Why are you reading the menu, Trevor? It's a 2-pound burger.
I know.
Do you want the salmon instead?
This is Trevor Jones, a very talented musician that is working on... How many songs are on your album?
4,652.
Two.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
You can hold it.
Well, I know that Trevor Jones is actually trying to get his album out before 2012.
I'm putting 3 out this year.
Holy crap.
He wants to really get in his career before the world ends.
There's not a lot of time left.
What day is that? December 20th?
I don't know what it is for everyone else, but for me, it's creeping ever so close.
He has a live album called Put It in Post coming out.
Nice.
It's going to be all overdubs, like that first Kiss album. It's going to be a shitload of money because it sounds like it's in stadiums. So I'll be like, yeah. Oh, my bad.
Actually, no joke. His first album is going to be called Better Than Jesus.
Better Than Jesus.
Yeah. Well, that's almost as offensive, right? But then the cover will be 4 clones of me walking on water, like Abbey Road for the Beatles.
Right.
Absolutely.
With me with different facial hair, you know, and different outfits.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did somebody do that? Who?
What?
I don't know. Do it.
No, it's me.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Anyway, so... why don't you get your guitar ready and do us a song?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we've got a mic stand.
Man, all right.
Wow.
Right back.
So who here wants to hear Trevor Jones play some music?
Yeah.
Woo!
What is...
Trevor Jones has given us...
We're going to give him a chance to set up and
we'll be
back right after this.
Good afternoon, post office. Stuart may help you.
Oh, hi, Stuart. How's it going? I have a problem. My girlfriend just moved to New York, and she said that when she got there, she was going to send me a postcard that had her new address and stuff on it. And it's been over a week now, and I haven't received anything at all. I was wondering if you could tell me what that might be.
I wouldn't know what to tell you without talking to the carriers. Of course, the carriers are all out in the street right now.
Yeah.
As far as I know, they would deliver it. I don't see any reason for them not to deliver it.
Well, do you think maybe there's some problem that might have happened to the mail just, like, along the way?
Well, there's a lot of things that could happen to a piece of mail. I mean, it could get stuck in the box where she dropped it. It could get torn up by a machine in the processing plant. Get missent to another city.
Yeah, I don't see why this particular piece of mail wouldn't have gotten here.
Made it because she didn't mail it.
Well, I mean, this is my girlfriend. I know that she would have mailed this thing as soon as she got there. I just, So what are you trying to say?
Hey, Mr. Postman, it's been 3 long days, and I still don't have a letter from my baby. She said that she would write me when she got to New York City, and I still don't have that letter from my baby. Hey, Mr. Postman, what's the deal? Was the envelope not sealed? Or was the postage on the letter not enough? Did they overfill your workload so you lost my baby's letter? Or did the boss treat you like garbage? So in order to feel better, did you go down to the office with an AK-47 and just blow the other carriers away? Please, Mr. Postman, don't delay.
Center Repair, can I help you?
Yeah, I have a problem. I haven't been getting any voicemail messages.
Okay, are you able to leave a message?
Well, who cares if I'm able to leave a message? I'm just trying to receive a message. Is there some problem going on, maybe like on your end?
I doubt that very much.
Well, I don't know what the problem is.
Hey, Mr. Phone Man, it's been 3 long days, and I still don't have a message from my baby. Said she'd call the voicemail when she got to New York City, and there's still no friggin' message from my baby. Hey, Mr. Phone Man, don't you think it's kind of funny with all your automated systems and your interstate networks and your fiber optic bullshit that you still can't go 3 bloody days without screwing up my life? Even though I'm not a postman, I can still get pretty violent, and it takes more than silent. If I still don't have this message, I'll be waiting in the parking lot at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Hey, Mr. Phone, let's see you soon.
I haven't gotten any email at all.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is send yourself an email.
Well, what the hell good is it going to do if I send myself an email?
Right. Well, maybe after you send yourself an email, you could send her some.
Well, I don't know what the damn problem is.
Hey, World Wide Web Man, it's been 3 long days, and I still don't have an email from my baby. I've been checking this stupid email now for the past 60 hours, and there's still no friggin' email from my baby. Hey, World Wide Web Man, did you overload your server, or was something reconfigured? Did you pick up some weird virus and it wiped out all your files? If tomorrow comes around and I still don't have a message, well, I wouldn't want to be you when you find an unknown package that appears outside your doorstep and you find inside a lead pipe filled with rusty nails and nitroglycerine. And it blows your sorry ass to smithereens. World Wide Web Man, don't you mess with me. Hey, Mr. Phone Man, don't be mean. Please, Mr. Postman, can't you see? I'll blow your sorry ass to smithereens.
Rawhide.
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Yay, make some
noise. Yay. If you wanted to eat your burger in peace, too bad.
Too bad.
Sorry.
Live
it's Wednesday.
Taping going on.
Wrong night.
It's Wednesday night, for God's sakes.
So I was. I just want everybody to know that we do have 3 main winners that's going out, but those that do sign up for the 1-pound hamburger challenge, and if you want a t-shirt, he's going to let you buy one for $6. So instead of $4,000, you're going to get it for $6.
Oh, any one of these gorgeous t-shirts right here?
I believe they're over there. The discounted table over there.
Oh, over here on the bargain basement table.
The ones that have been worn once by the dishwasher.
That's nice. Or used as a dry towel.
What a deal. What a deal. What? Everybody should buy one. $6 t-shirts from Cheeburger Cheeburger up here on our Zip Fizz table.
Somebody has just eaten 1 pound over there because there's the big burger. They just
see, everybody
out.
Turns around,
oh,
you can see the big burger.
Yeah, it fell apart.
Oh. You get a picture
just
with
like
that.
Just like my co-host here has fallen apart.
Did you fall apart?
I woke up apart.
Where have you been?
I'm here.
You don't get the name Trainwreck because you're fucking perfect.
Cussing.
Would you
sorry. Cussing. We'll edit that in post.
Frickin'. He meant frickin'.
No one heard that.
We'll edit that in post.
He certainly didn't say that. No. Well, why edit it in post? You can't edit it from these small children's ears.
They're not paying attention.
You terrible person.
Like, if we could auto-tune all the cuss words.
They're like, Mommy promised me a clown.
Yeah, get that. There you go. He's got the cowbell. Beat him in the head with the cowbell every time he says something wrong.
Okay. Here, we've got three people who've already finished a one-pounder, so let's give them a shout.
All right, let's give it up for Brett.
Where's Brett? Brett, where
Stand
are you at?
Up, Brett.
Brett, where are you at? Is that you? Oh,
there he is.
Oh, there he is.
All right, where's Steven? Where's Steven? Hey, Steven.
What up, y'all?
Where's Darren?
Let's get him to come up here.
Guys. Darren, Steven, Brett, after you take your pictures for Facebook, can you come up here? Yeah.
There you go. That's
what's Facebook?
Oh, he's Twittering this right now. You ate 2 pounds?
Who ate 2 pounds?
You did two?
You ate a pound?
You got to get your picture with the burger.
You got to take your picture with the big burger. It's burger, not booger.
Ooh, who could go for a booger sandwich right now?
A big 1 pound. somebody pulls out a 1 pound booger.
I'm eating it.
We got a problem.
Nice. All right. Well, as we wait for
Trevor
Jones to set up.
Yes.
Who knows what's going on over there? But we are just minutes away from the 2 pound hamburger challenge.
And I am starving. Hey, so what toppings are you going to get, Jay?
Bacon, 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 and bacon.
Yum!
Wow. That's,
what are you going to get, Deal?
It'll be bacon, cheese, and bacon.
I'm going to just do Zip Fizz and mustard.
Do they have mustard flavored Zip Fizz?
Oh, my goodness. That would be a great idea. All right, here comes our team. Robin, can we get your young boy? Is it you? No. I was like, gosh, this is big.
Let's get these guys over here.
I need to see Brett, Steven, and Darren right down in front.
Give them the mic. Give them the mic.
Here, come over here and speak.
Introduce yourself.
Tell us some awesome things about how you finished that burger. Oh, I'm going to take pictures. You get them to talk.
Besides the 10 minutes that you just spent in the bathroom.
I saw the
correct
line.
10 minutes in the bathroom equals 1 pound burger. 10 minutes in the bathroom at a minimum. It's horrible. Bad idea. Just pass on the burger. I think it's not worth the picture.
I think that's why coming in tonight we saw the Roto-Rooter truck in the back.
Is that what happened?
All right. Well, I mean, I think they're definitely going to need the plumbing stuff.
Look at that.
We
good? Oh, look, somebody's just winning.
Let's get my young friend in here.
Look at this.
Right here.
Who's your young friend? Oh, that one. A cute one.
That's real nice.
She's 12.
Look at this.
Hang on.
Burger high. On his head.
Straight to Facebook.
Straight to Facebook.
It's probably already there. That's how amazingly fast it is. What do you got?
Awesome.
DJ. Mancha, mancha. Oh, that's nice.
So the question is, how many of these burgers have you eaten in the past? Is this your first time?
First one.
Nice. Really?
Nice.
First mistake of
but
my
it's
life.
It's only 1 pound.
Hey.
We're gonna be hating life tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna hate life in about an hour.
Explosive diarrhea poops.
Man, I'm telling you.
Nice, nice. I'm
telling you, brother.
So we are.
Is that inappropriate for the radio?
No.
It's absolutely not.
Obviously,
radio.
You've never heard our show.
There's nothing inappropriate about this. Well, it's.
Let's talk about
Zip Fizz.
You know what's funny? Do you work for AMR?
Kind of.
Yeah, you do. That sucks. Huh? So do I.
Other side.
I got out of that side.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah. I mean, I would never say that, of course, in public. But
all right.
I feel you, baby. Congratulations on the pounder. Talking to it.
Well, let's bring up Trevor Jones. Well, Rebecca's around taking pictures and stuff like that. I need your cord. You want to plug in? But it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. That was feedback. He's a special guest here tonight.
We're trying to do a mic check.
Yeah.
Why does it do that?
And we'll take a quick break and we'll be back.
Identity. Don't keep your business unprotected.
Do you drive a Magnum or a smart car? Practice safe advertising. Wrap it up.
Identity.
We have vehicle wraps starting as low as $4.99.
Say my name.
Identity. We have the hottest graphic designers standing by. Call us at 361-0032.
This is Angie.
from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly. Must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Spaz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Hey, this is Brian Regan, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
It is The Rockin' Comedy Show, and we are up here at Cheeburger Cheeburger. Make some noise, everybody. It's a two-pound hamburger eating challenge.
Holy crap.
Sponsored by Cheeburger Cheeburger and Zip Fizz.
Zip Fizz.
That's right.
Zip for your fizz.
If you guys aren't sure what Zip Fizz is, it's over there on the table. Try some. You'll love it. You'll be addicted. It's like crack.
So. It is. No, it is crack. They just call it Zip Fizz.
You can't just come out and say it's crack. You got to say it's like crack.
It's like,
let them come to their own decision.
Oh, fine.
You know, you say it's crack, they're going to run out. They're not going to be able to keep up with the demand.
There is nothing better than this product in my hand and Zip Fizz. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll put that away.
It's off, actually, right now, yeah. Because he's,
all right. But
so who's next to you there, Jay?
This is Trevor Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Trevor Jones! Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Trevor Jones!
Trevor Jones is here to play for you.
Thank you, sir.
Entertain you.
Woo! I'm going to try.
I'm going to try.
You're going to do a phenomenal.
You told me earlier in 60s music, or I know of some, so this is a Beach Boys song.
All right, check it out.
Beach Boys.
Guitar?
Are you turned up?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on before. No, I don't need that.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Okay. That'll ruin my life. There it is. All right. Okay.
Just gotta get some fluid in before fucked. We...
Oh, yeah.
Hi, little girl, it's me. Don't you know who I am? I met you last summer when I came out to stay with my grand. But I'm the guy up high who left you with tears in his eyes. You didn't answer my letter, so I figured it was just lies. Hair's getting longer, he's sure it's on their short figure five. I bet you went out every night during your high school time. Well, this time I'm not gonna count on you. I'll see you this summer and forget you when I go back to school. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you'll write me again this time. Hi, little girl, it's me. Don't you know who I am? I met you last summer when I came out to stay with my dad. Well, I'm the guy I left you with tears in his eyes. You didn't answer my letter, so I figured it was just a lie. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right again this time. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right. Girl, don't tell me you're right again this time. Girl, don't tell me you'll write me again this time.
Nice. Give it up for Trevor Jones.
Outstanding.
And the sometimes, crowd Doria. Goes wild. Sometimes.
And the crowd goes wild.
Thank you.
Look, they're moving tables into place. Look at this big guy over here. This.
He's moving. He's a.
Jeremy's been doing a lot of poop talking on Facebook about he's just going to devour everybody.
Is he the king?
Did you see the guy?
How can you?
He's half the size of this building.
He is not half the size.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's going
to
win.
I'm just going to explain to you why I'm happy he's here. Because now I'm not the fattest guy in the room.
And you're not going to feel pressure to win.
No.
Because I'm pretty sure he's going to inhale the burger.
I know what all the prizes are. So.
Right. In fact, you own all the prizes, don't you?
That's right.
Nice job,
that's
Trevor.
That's right. Nice job. Nice job.
Thanks.
Wait, what was the name of that song, Trevor?
It's called Girl Don't Tell Me.
Nice. You want to do one more while they set up?
Yeah, sure. You want more 60s crap?
Some more 60s crap.
You can do whatever you want.
We're going to put your guitar mic back into place.
What?
Nice.
You like that?
I did.
Hi.
Hello. All right.
This is a not very well-known 60s song. I don't know if I'm going to do it well because I haven't really practiced it, but I'm going to try it because, anyway, it's the theme. What?
Let me take you, baby, down to the riverbed. Got to tell you something, I'll go right to your head. I got a line on you, baby, got a line on you, babe. I got a line on, got a line on you, babe. Let me put your arms around me, every wee bit of your love. Summer's almost over, when it should be coming on strong. Well, I got a line on you, baby, got a line on you, babe. I got a line on you. Summer's over, winter should be coming on strong. Gonna love you, love you, love you, love you all year long. Well, I got a line on you, baby, I got a line on you, babe. I got a line on you. I got a line on you, baby, I got a line on you, baby, baby, baby.
Nice. Trevor nice. Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Yay. Right here at Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
Almost, you ever heard that song before?
Almost as nice as the 44th floor. Yeah, but you did a very good job covering it. All right. Well, we need a roll call of everybody who is partaking in the hamburger contest.
Partaking.
If you are doing the hamburger contest, please stand up. They need to know if you have ordered, so please stand up.
Or if Rebecca has taken your order. She's such a good waitress. Yeah.
If Rebecca's taking your order, please stand up.
She's actually working.
Did fries go with that shit?
Is that it? Where's everybody else? I know there's more people than this. Come on.
It's an extensive list.
If you're doing it, you got to move to this side of the restaurant, guys.
Extensive.
You'll need to move where we can see you.
Yeah, no cheating. Come on, move on over here. We got to keep an eye on you.
There was little people over on that side, and they were standing, Jay.
Little people.
Nice.
They ate some listeners.
It's awesome.
Dickle.
So we are here.
Politically correct, Trevor.
We are here at Cheeburger. Cheeburger.
My bad. I scared off all the kids anyway, though, huh? So
let's bring up Michael Johns.
Michael Johns.
Michael Johns.
Outstanding.
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 Good day to ya. So we're having Michaels.
Right. Michael Johns is here to hypnotize those that think they can do it, and then you'll really believe that you did.
That's right.
So. You can sit here. You can sit in the...
Just sit wherever you
want. Sit in the battle zone, as we like to call it.
The battle zone.
Where'd you get your shoes?
You know what? I don't even know. I think my assistant bought these for me.
Can I have them before you leave?
I tell her what to get, and she goes out and gets me something so I don't look like an old guy.
Nice.
Your sister does your shopping for you? Too
hard. I'm glad to see that you stopped wearing Ed Harley shirts.
Okay, first of all, I haven't done an Ed Hardy shirt since 2006, and that was for 15 minutes when it was cool, so...
No, it was never cool.
No, it was. Trust me, it was cool. You just weren't hanging in the right circles.
Now you're at home bedazzling them yourself.
Maybe we were.
Do what?
Maybe we were hanging in the right circles.
I saw the Dylan one. It was fine for a while.
You had an Ed Hardy shirt, Trevor?
Really?
No.
Oh, dear God, no.
Somebody gave me some.
Someone gave me a hat, and I wouldn't wear it.
Anyway, Michael Johns is here.
You can all sit here and deny it all you want, but everybody knows.
I never had one.
No, I say that I got one and refused to wear it, and that was 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
You see what happened? I upgraded from...
Well, it won't fit over her 1980s hair.
Right? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think she's definitely an upgrade, though.
The crimper
is back.
You're never
going
to upgrade?
I said you are definitely an upgrade
from
Mad Mike. It was a compliment.
Oh, from Mad Mike.
Yeah.
You're not speaking in the
I don't think I can win with you guys. It doesn't really matter what I say here. It's going to be the wrong thing, right? I think I'm going to go ahead and head out now.
It's just that hard of a crowd.
Well,
you're lucky you're cute, so you're still wearing the Ed Hardy, but it's okay.
See how...
The whole
Diesel? Are you wearing Diesel now?
Yeah.
They still make that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. You're just... You might as well just pack it up and go.
I'm like a first-grade boy. I love.
Nice. That's just
I have to go over here
Just
ignore her.
Wow.
Well, welcome to the show. It's been a while since you've been on.
It has been a while. It's good to be back. Good to be back. You guys are doing some amazing things.
Where the hell have you been?
Wait,
Dumpster 3?
I don't know what show you're talking about, but...
We good? Okay.
I've been working on the charity project a lot, so that's kind of my new passion.
So
now,
if people don't know what that is, I know what it is.
The charity project is basically we spend all our money to save dogs in that are in kill rescue shelters.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
We raise money because there are thousands and thousands of dogs. I mean, that get murdered every single day. You know, their owners drop them off in a shelter because they don't have time for them. They don't know how to train them. And imagine you're this dog sitting in this cage waiting for your person to come back and get you, and they've got 3 or 4 days. So basically what we do is we raise money to try to get those dogs to safety again.
That's awesome.
You know, we find them families and we pay the expenses. Well, the name of my website is called showticketsforcharity.com.
Nice.
And it hasn't launched yet. So basically all the money that's being used to save dogs comes out of my pocket.
Wow.
So,
do you have a Facebook page for it yet?
I do, but it's really not developed yet. I'm waiting for the website to launch. It was supposed to be done 3 months ago, but you know how flaky web guys can be sometimes.
Facebook, that's free.
Oh, yeah, but I don't do
she makes a good
thing.
Point.
Yeah. I'm not really good at the Facebook thing. I have somebody that...
Are you good at the rest of the internets?
The Googles
the
and
Twitter?
Stuff like that? No, I'm really not.
I can help you with that if you'd like help.
It's free.
I can turn it on.
But you can pay the hard way.
Right.
Pay the hard way.
So you've been working on this charity?
Yeah, we've been working on that for quite a while.
You still putting people under every
hard way.
You know what? I've taken a lot of time off from this show just to work on other projects. I just, you know, I need a little bit of a break. I actually go back tomorrow night. It's my first night back.
Wow.
In about a month and a half. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. I've been traveling quite a bit and doing different things. And
now, where do you, so all the money for the dogs comes out of your pocket?
Yes.
How do you make money?
I do a show. I own a show here in town called Hypnosis Unleashed.
We're
actually at the Harmon, right next to Amazing Jonathan, and we're the longest running hypnosis show in Vegas history. So, what I do is I just every little bit of money that I have after I get done paying the bills goes to save dogs. So
that's phenomenal.
That's what I do.
So your retirement plan is all screwed up.
My retirement plan is it's gone, man.
Nest egg.
Yeah, right. It really
nest
is.
Dog.
It really is. But you know what? I can look at myself in the mirror. That's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, that
you
is cool. I mean?
Even
all
if I'm wearing.
Dogs love
shirt.
You.
Yeah, right, right.
So, I bet you're going to get a million dates tonight. He's got no money, ladies, but he loves pets.
Right?
He'll give you a dog.
He's a dog lover.
So anyway, that's what we do. But man, Trevor, that was just amazing, man. I hope to see you in person sometime, like live on stage.
Yeah, you mean like right now is a good time, don't you
live
think?
Live on stage.
The hologram.
Amazing, yeah, let me know. That was incredibly talented. So what's going on with you, Jay? Talk to me. I mean, we can't usually do the kind of stuff we usually do at the
We do it on the 44th floor.
On the 44th floor.
We're here at Cheeburger, eating 2 pounds of hamburger for some god-awful reason.
Right. God-awful reason.
I mean, I thought I had a chance until Jeremy walked in, and I mean, look at that guy.
He's probably going to...
Has anybody eaten one yet?
No, they're setting up for it right now.
Oh, they're doing it right now.
He's probably going to eat a one-pounder.
I
want to
see what a two-pound cheeseburger looks like.
I have a feeling that Jeremy's going to take both and just squish them together, and it's like 3 bites.
Make one ginormous.
Yeah. Hey, who's Jeremy?
Jeremy, stand up so he can see who you are.
All right, Jeremy's got this.
Yeah,
right. There's no question.
My money's on him.
I don't know though. I was told Trevor was gonna go for it too, right? I was told Trevor's in, so we're good. You're taking home the gold, right?
Okay.
I love it.
Gotta. Okay.
I'm right here.
He's right there.
Jay, is there a discrepancy with your order?
The one. Well,
no,
this is Jay.
We're just making sure everybody's taken care of.
For those people at home, we're completely.
Are you sure you
wanted
lava on that burger?
The train wreck over there. She'll tell you what I need.
Train wreck's got
that. Oh, she wants 6 pounds of meat
in her bun
for every hole.
Whoa!
All right, guys, let's make some noise because we're here to do the hamburger eating contest. Yeah! I think we should all just sit back and give our burgers to Jeremy and have him eat all of them.
We could, like, set a world record.
We could.
By actually just watching him eat 19, you know.
I mean, two Guinness Book World Records.
What's that?
We can have two records in one night.
Yes.
Eating the most burgers and the biggest turd.
Right? Well, we'd have to come back in
and
about 12 hours for the turd.
Smile. Yeah, turd. Yeah.
Happiness.
We want to go ahead with the names to make sure that we covered everyone.
You got that?
All right, guys, stand up if you hear your name, because we're getting ready to start this thing.
Smile.
We have...
Do you want me to take
that?
This looks like... I don't know who's... Who
Jason.
Else? Jason, Jeremy, Donnie, Randy, Greg.
That was good. That was good.
They're not listening.
Trevor, Joe, Ryan, myself, Scott, Doria, Rebecca, Mike T, and that looks like Nick. Or Mick.
Mick.
Anyway.
Is everybody here?
If everybody's here, raise your hands. They need to know.
Did you not hear your name? Anybody not hear their name that wants to be on the list?
Look, there's winner number two right there.
Are there
They're
any
doing
people
a number
that
two?
Are not here?
Okay. That's called preparation.
He just came out of the bathroom. He's empty. He's ready to go.
I thought we couldn't go to the bathroom.
No, during. They didn't say
So you can actually come in with a little bit of, like, some stool softener and actually, like, Olympic get ready and...
Sure.
God, why didn't you tell me these things? Now you tell me. I could have been loading up on stools off.
Nice.
Wow. The appetizer, folks. The appetizer.
So, back to Michael Johns.
So, anyway.
Since we're talking, I like tying poop talk into Michael Johns for some reason. Anyway, let's talk about your hypnosis show. When is it?
The show is 7 days a week at 9 o'clock at the Harmon Theater at Planet Hollywood. It's an adult show. Definitely an adult show. So it's not the kind of thing you want to bring kids to. And you've seen the show a bunch of times.
Right.
I guess I don't really know what else to say about it.
Well, you hypnotize people, right?
Yes, it's a hypnosis show.
And then you make them do embarrassing things.
Yeah, we do all kinds of fun things. Yeah, I mean, nobody really gets humiliated at my show. That's what's a little different.
What?
Except for Jay's brother.
Except for Jay.
Except for Jay's brother.
Except for Jay's brother.
Except for Stuart. But nobody really gets humiliated at the show. That's not what it's about. You know, it's definitely an adult show. And we step over the line of good taste, but we're not there to just wreck anybody. You know, I mean, that doesn't make... What's that?
Louder.
Louder? I need to be louder?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're not there to wreck anybody. That's not what the show is about.
Cool. No.
You know.
But, so, I mean, guys, look him up on, you have Facebook?
I do.
Wait, you have a Facebook page for your show, but not one for the dogs? So you do know how to use Facebook.
No, I do have one for the dogs, but I thought you asked me what it was, and I don't know the answer to that. So I do have one.
I just don't know what it's called.
I don't do it.
If you can find him on Facebook, good luck.
Yeah, I'm there somewhere. I know I am. I was just on it a second ago. I learned how to get it on the phone here. So,
on the phone.
Phone. Yeah.
It's a weird new invention, that phone.
It's weird.
Yeah. All the shit you can do. Ooh.
God.
They're not listening.
Hit him with the cowbell.
That's it. They're not listening.
Nobody really even cares.
Yeah, they don't care.
No.
So, anyway, I like the shirt, though. I do like the shirt, Jay.
Yeah, that's great.
New.
Yeah.
That's new?
Yeah, it is new.
And I don't think we've met. I'm Michael.
Hey, Scooter. How are you?
Good to meet you. Yeah, nobody introduced me to anybody here. It's like, hey, come over here and talk.
You know, yeah.
That's right.
I was just walking by, and they go, hey, come in, do the show.
They grabbed you and said, come on.
Stick a mic in my face.
That guy's got a car full of sound equipment. We could use him.
We could borrow him.
How convenient was that?
It was amazing.
It was like perfect timing.
It was.
We're NPR.
I just came here for a cheeseburger, for God's sakes. Next thing I know, I'm sitting here.
Now you get two.
Two. That just frightens me, because I've seen one.
But we're going to take a break. Michael, thank you for stopping by.
It's been a pleasure. Sorry we had to pull it back a little bit. You know, we've got a mixed crowd here, so it's...
Yeah, it's all right.
But you did a fine job. You
know, we'll tear it up the next time.
You know where to find the 44th floor. You're welcome anytime.
I do, and I appreciate the time, guys, and thank you very much. I'm going to go hit on Rebecca now.
All right.
I'll watch.
See you later.
You and everybody else. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. The Rockin' Comedy Show. Make some noise as we get ready for our 2-pound hamburger eating contest.
2-pound hamburgers!
And there's, you know, we have some people here that really look like they could use a burger.
Or six.
Or, yeah. Well, give them at least one.
Or at least one.
Yeah. But,
I don't see any flames going on in the grill.
I believe it is a flat
grill.
Like,
I don't even smell cheeseburgers or french fries anymore.
Me neither.
I think this is a big ploy.
It's because you've been in here so long that you just get used to the smell.
We're just desensitized, I think.
Oh, Mike Doria, we have a special guest here on the show.
Yes, Keel Grant.
Keel Grant.
People are like, who the hell is that?
Yeah. Right? With a name like that, you have to be like wondering, wow, this guy must be famous.
You'd think so.
One would think.
But he's not. He's the janitor here at Jupiter.
Wonderful.
The floors aren't clean. Don't complain.
Somebody's got to clean up the mess afterwards.
Well, as the story goes, Jay had the bright idea the other night to take me and Chris out. Chris is not here. I don't know why. So we decided to have some drinks, and about 4.5 hours later, Keel,
like
Jay, and I.
Four or five Jaeger shots.
Yeah. So Keel was our bartender at Supermax, and we thought he was such a great guy. We found him on the internets, on Facebook, and we decided to have him on the show. So, Keel, good to see you again.
Thank you. You too. You too, guys.
Now, the cool thing about it is you have kind of an awesome business. You used to be a repo man, but now...
Yeah, I repoed for a long time, and then after no one could afford to buy cars anymore, there's no more cars to repo, so... That took a crap, and so I decided ammunition and guns are the next step.
Yeah.
Because when you're not buying a car, you need ammunition and guns.
Exactly. So you can get more money
to
buy a car.
Well, to fend off the repo people.
Either way.
Actually, there's a good, not a good, I guess, however you look at it, an interesting statistic in Clark County. Half the people who live here are registered gun owners or have a gun permit, correct?
Yeah, about half the people are certified handgun owners. You got to register all handguns in Nevada.
There they are.
About 44,000 have concealed carry permits. So should be twice that much.
You, as a paramedic, Scott, should be worried about that.
I'm not. It's job security, my brother. Job security. The more guns, the more people I have to take care of.
That's right.
See? So explain it. So you can carry a gun, but it has to be concealed.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can carry a gun, but to conceal it so it's not viewed by the visible eye, you have to get your carry conceal permit, shooting classes, things like that. So,
how did you get into guns?
It's a long story. I mean, my father was in the Air Force in Vietnam, flew F-5s, and when I grew up, I had the dad's deer hunting rifle, the .22, the shotgun, and then a few years back, a buddy of mine got into the AR platform weapons, AR-15, M4, and he ended up taking his own life.
Oh, man.
And, it was shitty. Crappy. Sorry.
Junkie. Poopy.
And so me and a buddy of mine decided, this is a couple years before I quit repoing, that we should look into ARs and build our own guns kind of in memory of him. And that's why I kind of got into it. And then after the repo thing took a crap, and we all knew Obama was getting elected. I mean, after George Bush's fiasco. No one wanted to go round two on that
political
one.
Political.
And so, predominantly Democratic enthusiasts are not gun advocates.
True.
It's like when with Clinton made the ban and gun prices and ammunition prices and the whole scare, we got to buy everything, went through the roof. So I took an opportunity, financial opportunity, like I'm going to stock up, get into this, and make some money. And thank God it worked out. So.
And you go shooting here, like on the weekends or whatever?
Yeah, I hit the ranges, American Shooters, the North Las Vegas Range, and somebody's out to Sloan. It's like 15 miles outside of Vegas. Uh-huh. Blow things up, so it's fun.
I think Seth Turner's got a new airsoft partner, maybe.
Hey, now.
Nice.
I don't know where he is. The only shots I do are the ones you serve behind the bar.
Yeah. Either way, works out.
And the ones in your face.
Yeah, I
got it. Donnie from Cheeburger wanted us to point out that if you guys are waiting for food, it's going to be a few minutes, so if you want some fries, let him know.
Yeah, you're gonna want to fill up on the fries before the 2-pounder.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
And this is Vegas. Is anyone betting on who's gonna win?
Again, have you met Jeremy?
There should
in the
be
back?
Odds.
There should be a bet.
I think the odds makers are gonna go with the corners, the front corner and the back corner.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be a battle between those giants of the eating industry right there.
Can we check the sports book at Bally's and see what the odds are?
Yes.
That's a good idea.
That would be a good idea.
That would be awesome.
I'm gonna go with the guy that had to sit down next to you in the red shirt. Not you with the dreads, the other guy.
Not Jonathan Davis.
You never know, though. Those skills, number one. Have you seen some of those competitive eaters?
Yeah.
Like those
Kobayashi. Like the hot dog eating contest.
Like the Chinese guys that weigh like 18 pounds and can down like 300 hot dogs in 4 minutes and they weigh like a pound because they run into the bathroom and they carry Carpenter back out, but
I want to know how this is a sport that you get into. Like,
right?
No, you couldn't play football. You had to eat hot dogs.
And chili and
if only would have. Only if I would have known.
Only.
Keel, you're not going to be a part of the contest. You decided you're not eating today?
No, I got to watch my girlish figure.
Yeah.
Please do. So,
thank you.
What kind of stuff were you repoing?
It's Trevor Jones.
By the way, I'm Trevor.
Oh, I'm
by the
Keel. Way,
it's Trevor Jones. Trevor.
For all we repoed everything.
Were you doing cars?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of here's $200, you didn't find my car?
Well, no, we got paid $75 per repo as the repo guy. So
right.
It's
so
piecework, and predominantly it was cars. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, things like that. But every now and then you got boats, heavy equipment.
Whores.
Right.
I put a ditch witch once.
What? Whores?
Sure.
Can you repo a whore?
If she doesn't pay up.
I've never heard that before. Do you put her on a tow truck?
I was just seeing if anybody was listening.
Whatever you found in
them. What I found in cars? Yeah. Oh, everything. I don't know if I can
probably lots of good drugs.
Yeah,
dildos, money, cash, cocaine. I mean, ridiculous stuff that people keep in cars.
We didn't say the stuff you found in
the repo
Trevor's car.
Oh, no. Your car?
Cars
oh, sorry.
Cars in general.
You'll never find my car. You'll never take me alive, motherfucker. Oh, more kids. My bad.
I was unaware that you could repo a dildo.
I don't know. It was under the seat. It was huge.
You never know.
That was huge.
What happens if you get pulled over?
The seat or the dildo?
It was a guy's car, too.
It'll come in handy.
That was weird.
Nice.
So have you seen Operation Repo, the show?
That show is as fake as it gets, and it makes repo guys look bad, and it frustrated me.
I was gonna ask you. I mean,
No.
That's all contrived.
Yeah,
it's
all crap. Like, yeah, the only time we want to talk to people is if you're driving an Aston Martin, an Audi S4,
right, because they might.
We want the keys so we can drive it.
They might slap some green on you to say, "Why don't you just forget you saw me?"
Did you get in fights with when you show up to the house and you're trying to do it like at a time where you don't think they're gonna come out and like get in your face, right?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, we don't want to meet anybody. You know, sure. I don't want to hang out and talk to you and give you your car seat and your CDs. You know.
Well, what if they were really good CDs?
Then we keep them.
See?
What if their diabetes medicine was in
the
ashtray?
Finder's fee?
No, we don't want to meet people. Every now and then, people come out, they freak out. Females predominantly were the craziest.
Sure.
I had a couple latch on the repo truck and wouldn't let go, which was funny.
Yeah.
But a few fights, got shot at 3 times.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That sounds like a dangerous job.
It
good thing
be.
You got an ammunition, because that sounds even less dangerous.
Right? Yeah.
You guys had the hook and book truck, didn't you? You just pull that thing out.
Yeah, we were on Auto Records. It looks like the big metal crucifix on the back of the car.
45 seconds.
Not even. Like, literally, I see your car. 10 seconds later, I'm out of there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it doesn't take any time at all.
By the way, Jay, we have some bad news. Keel has let me know that he's no longer going to be at Supermex.
Maybe not. What? Yeah, I got a job offer to bartend at another location, so I might pick that up.
Nice.
So,
nice.
A little more my style.
Hey,
that means we're going to have to keep following you around and drinking elsewhere.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not too far. It's Stoney's on South Strip.
Oh, okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Woo! There you go.
Nice. So if you guys want to go and get drunk at a bar and have a good conversation with a bartender, Keel's your guy.
There you
outstanding.
Go.
That's thanks Stoney's,
for,
baby.
Thanks for stopping by. Find him on Facebook.
Thank you.
Yay. Outstanding.
Make some noise, guys. We're here at Cheeburger, Cheeburger. And coming up right now, we have Tim from Tragedy X.
Tragedy.
The last time Tim was on the show, you might remember the story he told about the suicide.
I do remember. You know, how could I not
his
remember?
Friend. And then he was like, well, he's all right now.
He's okay now. I'll never forget that story.
Nothing like a shot to the head.
He's okay now.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Hey, we have one kid that's doing a pounder challenge, and he wanted a small fries with his, and all the guys don't want fries.
Sounds to me like you're calling him out.
Right.
Where is
I want to see this kid. I want to see how little he is. Where is he?
My question is, what is a pounder challenge? Just doesn't sound right on many levels. Because I thought we were here to eat cheeseburgers.
Ask Rebecca. Ask Rebecca. Where is
Ask
he?
Rebecca.
Come on, I can't see you way over there. Come on now. He's going to win something just because.
Just because. Just because of the hair.
Jeremy, come on. He's eating fries with his.
Do you...
Are we getting fries?
If you want fries.
Yeah.
Love right there.
Nice.
Are you plugging in or are you just...
Nah. Yeah, I don't plug, man.
Oh, no worries.
I'm old school.
Oh, nothing wrong with old school, yo.
All right. So,
what's that?
I'm just actually broke. I can't afford it.
I feel ya. I feel ya.
We're all in that boat.
Cheeburger,
awesome.
Cheeburger.
Well, welcome back to the show, Tim.
I appreciate. Actually, I'm glad to be back because I have to redeem myself.
Why is that?
Because after our last show, after the last time I was on there, I got a bunch of emails saying how horrible I sounded.
Really?
So now I got to make up for it. So, I love my fans.
Okay,
they're the best. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, they said you were horrible.
I'm just
I mean, it's not often they said you're horrible.
I appreciate
but
it. Kind of like the guy's okay. He's dead.
I'm really glad that your mom and sister listens to the show.
Well, actually, it was just me. I'm making it.
So you listen to him, and I'm horrible. Yeah, and then you wrote yourself an email. Yeah.
I know I didn't sound like that going in.
What the hell?
I said I think that you screwed. You know, you kind of screwed me over. You know, you put all kinds of bad voicing in some other guy's voice.
Right. Well, that's why we do it in post.
I got it.
Right. See.
But see now it's live in front of people. So.
So now we have like an ultimate audience here.
Right. And now it's
not
like
just you guys.
Now it's like some of your other gigs, except for with 5 more people.
With people.
5 more. I think more like 3.
That's
right?
Just not right.
Is this like 3 more people?
Yeah.
That's just not right.
Nice. Well, what are you going to do for us? I was told you're premiering a new song.
Yes, it's called Finally.
It's a Cheeburger world premiere.
World premiere. So,
let's do it. Right.
Okay.
We good?
Yeah.
Right here for the sky to fall. It's a struggle to breathe again. I'm suffocating on my own disgrace. I'm further from my saving grace. I should have known, I should have cared a little less. But it's okay if I never come back here. But it's alright if you never love me. You've always told me that I'll never belong here. I just wanna start my life again. I just want to start again. I wanna be my only friend. To live, to breathe, to fall in love. It's a struggle to understand. I never meant for it to be this way. I should have cared a little less. But it's okay if I never come back here. But it's alright if you never love me. You've always told me that I'll never belong here. I just wanna start my life again. And it's okay if you never cared for me. And it's alright if you never wanted me. You've always told me that I'll never belong here. I just wanna start my life again, yeah. Again, yeah, that's what I wanna do. Again, yeah, that's what I wanna do.
Everybody can clap with me here.
It's okay if I never come back here. And it's alright if you never love me. You've always told me that I'll never belong here. I just wanna start with my life again. And it's okay if I never come back here. And it's alright if you never love me. You've always told me that I'll never belong here. I just wanna start my life again. And it's okay if you never cared for me. And it's alright if you never love me. I just want to start my life again. I just wanna start my life again.
Yeah, give it up for Tim from Tragedy X.
Thank you.
Got any gigs coming up?
Yeah, we're playing Rita's at the Circus beginning of June.
Sweet.
We just started recording our full-length album, first time ever, so.
Nice.
That's awesome.
When are you at Rita's?
We're at Rita's June 11th.
Nice.
So.
And don't forget, you can catch him at Desert Fest here at the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Woo.
On June 3rd. Yeah.
Yeah.
So make some noise for that, everybody.
All right, all right.
As we get closer and closer... The burgers, you can smell them now. They're cooking.
They're sizzling.
Cooking up real good. But, you know, the scenario here is Seth Turner's in the house. Come on up here, Seth.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Come on, Seth.
Are you leaving?
Thank you very much, Tim.
This has been like a star-studded evening.
Seth Turner.
Seth.
The scenario tonight is eat, eat, eat.
Eat.
And let's duck in the corner and see if we don't get hit by something while we're eating a burger.
What?
Is that the scenario?
Holy crap. This is getting dangerous all of a sudden.
If you're going to be singing...
It tends to get dangerous.
Wow.
The reason...
You might want to back it off.
I think so, just a touch, yeah.
Voice carries...
Just a bit.
One of the reasons invited you up here is episode 151 was the last show you were on, and so far it is one of the most downloaded rock and comedy shows for 2011.
Yeah, it was the funnest time I've had.
It was an awesome...
in a long time.
It was the best. Awesome,
we had a mouthy train wreck.
Yay, here.
Mouthy.
Who led the charge.
Now, if I had Trevor lend you a guitar, can you do this song that you did at the Country Saloon about getting fired at Hooters?
In here?
Yeah.
They're going to go for that?
Sure, it's a clean song.
No, it isn't.
Sure it is.
It's not even remotely clean.
Can you do a clean song then?
No.
Can you play Glen Campbell? Because you know I love the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Nuh-uh.
About Southern Nights.
Is he always gentle on your mind?
Have you ever actually listened to the lyrics of that song?
It's good.
No.
It's not.
Dude is completely trashed, stoned, wasted.
And there's something wrong with that?
It makes no sense when you're singing. That's you're like, right. What the hell am I singing? That's what I was thinking the whole time, playing your stupid ass song. Let me tell you something.
Hey, at least I come there prepared. I even requested that on Facebook. I don't see these guys requesting anything.
Let me tell you something about Trainwreck here.
Trainwreck K.
My favorite thing is she actually requests songs,
can
right?
Can you do some Joe Snooten?
Yeah. Really?
Just call the angels.
Okay. Now, you and I have never met before.
I know.
I'm Seth, by the
Seth,
way.
Seth, Scott.
Scott, Scooter. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
So, you would think, I mean, say you come and you see my band. Yes, pitch your album right there. That's awesome.
So
say you just come into this bar and there's me up on stage singing.
Right.
Are you going to come up to me and say, hey, do you know any Juice Newton or like Reba or something like that?
I seriously doubt that I would probably
You
do
know,
that.
You would think you would look at the hat, the boots, maybe the beard.
He's more of a Shania Twain type.
I am not the Shania Twain guy.
And say, hey, I'm going to ask if he does any chick songs.
I myself would probably not ask that question.
And then if I said, you know what, bud, I'm sorry, I don't do any. You say, but they're in your range.
Oh, well, I would probably kick him in the face.
Yeah.
Depending on the level of the stage.
Yeah, at that point you're like, you know what? I'm just gonna end this conversation
yes.
now with no response. Yeah, that's how it went on Facebook with
But
Rebecca.
Then I requested yesterday, what did I request?
Any Man of Mine.
What did you request?
Tanya Tucker.
Oh, Tanya Tucker. Because it's
Stand
in my ranch.
Well, you know what? I think that a lot of country songs transcend the, you know, man,
the
woman
gender
thing.
Gap.
The gender gap. Thing.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can make it your own. If you're a real talented singer, you could do it.
Apparently, I'll just go with average talented singer because I'm not making a chick song of my own.
Sorry.
It's not going to happen.
Do you think I should get on stage and sing it while you play it?
God, no.
That would be different. That would be...
Yes.
Does anybody make an auto-tune mic?
No, we're not going to auto-tune shit. You're going to get up there
no
or
poop.
Sing it.
Or poop.
Oh, stuff. Stuff. Sorry, I forgot there were children in the audience.
We all act like these kids haven't heard that
That's right,
before.
Because they don't see that on their phones.
All you kids listening at home, I am so sorry that I just said that word.
Right.
Well, I think there's kids right over the barrier. Yeah. This is the 21 and up area.
Oh, this is 21 and up. Where's the alcohol?
Rebecca, drink it all.
No, we're just selling drugs up here.
Zip Fizz.
She popped it with Zip Fizz. Rebecca, it doesn't go up your nose. Stop it.
I know. I found that out last week.
What? What did that happen?
Hang on just a second.
Did I run him off?
He left.
Yeah, I think it's
thanks. Thanks a lot.
And I don't know if anybody's noticed this wonderful menu up here, but they have a peanut butter and jelly shake.
What?
I think someone should order that because no. I want to try it.
No.
I'll order it.
Peanut well, then butter, order it.
Yeah, jelly.
I'm crazy.
I want it. I'm dead set on vanilla, but I want to taste or birthday cake.
Mike no, Doria.
But we don't know where Rebecca's mouth has been, so separate straws.
Gross. Gross.
If you read her Twitter, you'll know where her mouth has been.
Just it's just been with old guys.
Old.
Read her Twitter.
Yeah, you can
that could go so many different wrong directions.
You can find her on Twitter at Scrubbecca.
Scrubbecca. Scrubbecca. Scrubbecca.
Can I read? I want to read your Twitter.
Wow.
Oh, that's wrong. All
you
right,
can
Seth.
Find her Twitter.
It's easy to find.
Let's hope.
That's what he said.
I hope it's not covered in blue.
Let's
blue or glue?
Blue.
Blue.
She's written into a blue waffle.
We are going down the wrong road right now.
Do they serve waffles here?
No.
Do they serve blue waffles? Do they have a blue waffle shake?
All right.
Okay, hurry up.
Oh, okay, we got a song.
Let's get you to do a song. Will they serve the burgers?
And is this going to be an original? Because I actually like your originals.
Okay.
The fuck you up?
We don't like yours. No, I'm just kidding. We love them.
I said you could do an original after
Trevor,
you were done.
She said you were a musical genius.
What?
I'm done. I'm leaving.
What?
Okay.
Holy cow.
I'll sleep with you.
Hey, Trevor, do you have a pick?
A pick.
All right.
Here, I'll play this one.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
Me and my buddy got us a wild hair. Decided we had to get out somewhere. So we pulled on our boots, donned us a hat, and we were on the road in no time flat. Our destination is yet unclear, just as long as it had women and plenty of beer. Went down to Gillies cause we knew the band. I started shooting whiskey like a crazy man. Rebecca, don't touch me there. When we done all the damage we could do, we hit it out, we set out for someplace new. About 4 in the morning's when I stopped feeling right. I think I tied one on just a little too tight. Yeah, I tied one on a little too tight. Someone please tell me what I did last night. Woke up this morning in another strange room. Couldn't find my Wranglers, couldn't find my boots. And who's the woman lying here by my side? I think I tied one on just a little too tight. Yeah.
Like a solo kind of thing. I got gotcha. You. It's always good to have the solo with some background music.
Yeah, exactly.
So we just kind of ease through the break here.
I like watching all these burgers come pouring out of the kitchen.
I thank that lady for whatever she did. She just smiled and said, "Take care, kid." That's when I noticed she was older than me. She said she was 40. She looked 93. Word to the wise, don't trust whiskey eyes. In case you tie one on just a little too tight. Yeah, I tied one on a little too tight. And I can't believe what I did last night. Woke up this morning in an old woman's room. Couldn't find my Wranglers. Hell, I couldn't find my boots. Looking back on the gal who was there the other night, I know I tied one on just a little too tight. Get me out of here, Jay. Can't believe you didn't get me out of here last night.
I didn't know you were here.
Let me go home with a geriatric.
Stop playing those type of places.
Let's go back to my place, Grandma.
That is Seth Turner Desert Drifters. You can catch him at Sam's Towns usually, but you can check out his Facebook page, Seth Turner and the High Desert Drifters. Amazing show, and lots of lovely older folks.
We do play places other than Sam's Town. We love Sam's Town, but
I love it up there. That is a show. Yeah, I mean, there's a show within a show. There's your show and there's the audience show.
Yeah. The best place to be in the house is behind the microphone.
It's nice and safe.
Yeah, I listen to myself all the time. I like watching the people out there.
They're great.
Because, you know, every now and then you get someone young who clearly just came from the Roadrunner RV park, hair salon, and tire center.
Right.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're fun to watch.
Next to the
were you guys there the night that the guy jumped up on the stage?
Oh, yeah,
from
we were
the
there.
Bar?
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, he jumped up. Picture this at home
if
you can.
Yo, Tim.
Tim.
Gotta stop him for a second.
Our stage.
What?
Here's the big surprise.
Is it?
What?
He's got to know before he leaves.
Oh, okay.
Huh? See, when I'm over there eating the burger,
yeah,
you have to sit here.
Ooh.
All right.
All right. You can twist my arm into hosting your show while you're eating.
Well, right?
I get emailed all the time about how funny he is. So we'll find out.
He's okay.
Yeah.
All right, I guess. Whatever. it's just a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
Download it.
If I don't like it, I'll take care of it and post.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You didn't even exist.
Yeah.
Only 100,000 people download it every month.
Right.
I don't know if that's enough. Oh, well,
80,000. We do. I don't know if you guys need to check us out, the www.rockingcomedyshow.com right up here, if you like to read. We get 20,000 downloads a week.
Week!
We are very popular. So
and now
sick.
Those numbers have diminished.
Yeah. So if you want to be a part of the cool crowd, I suggest you start listening because there will be a pop quiz.
Right.
Or you just need to have more episode 151s.
Right.
Yeah, just play that one over and over.
And Trevor Jones, we're going to have you fill in as well.
Whoa.
He's eating.
Oh, he's eating.
He's eating.
Yeah. Well, anybody
in the audience had any radio experience whatsoever?
I can eat and commentate at the same time.
I can't. We have 30 minutes.
But yeah, you can't
fine.
Do that in a half hour.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's true. There's no way I'm going to win this because I look over there and I...
Hey, where's the gooch?
I know it's not gonna...
Somebody brought a couple
it's
ringers
between your
with
legs.
Them.
The gooch? Yeah, right?
The gooch.
Oh,
I was going to say, where's the gooch?
That's totally different.
This is getting a little personal.
Is
here.
That the same thing as a Twitter?
It is.
A Twitter.
You keep your Twitter in your cooch.
Yeah.
The gooch.
That explains a lot.
Is that where you keep your twatter? Keep your twatter in the gooch?
No.
Or wait. No, wait. Zip fizz.
Zip fizz.
That's what you keep in your Twitter.
Notice the shape.
Yes.
Notice the shape.
It's a little short.
It's a little bit.
Nice girth.
Wow. Might be a little too narrow, too.
Right, see?
Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Not for her, not for you.
We are going to come back.
I believe the burgers are coming.
They are. And we are going to come back, and it's time to chow.
That's right.
All right. So after this short...
Come on up here, Tim.
Break.
Or long break.
Or long break. We'll be back after this.
Bye-bye.
Who's Mike?
Hey, this is Crazy J from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
It's Mark Curry, and this is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, it's good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold.
Hey, Jace, where are we off to?
We're off to a place that's perfect for both of us, Mike.
Oh, yeah? Where's that?
Whiskey Dicks.
Oh, hell no.
No, seriously, Whiskey Dicks. They've got great food, awesome drinks, live entertainment.
What about karaoke?
Oh, they've got that, too. Plus, they've got the screen so we can watch the best big games in town.
My God, you're right. This place looks pretty amazing.
Amazing? This place is freaking awesome. You should have your man card revoked, Doria. Come check out Whiskey Dicks. It's one of the hottest hot spots in Las Vegas. Come check it out. It's located on 2750 East Craig Road. We'll see you there.
The back room.
Hang on 1 second. We're back here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. We got a breaking news story. Here we go. Seth, here we go.
angst-ridden teenager with headphones,
okay,
is going with the I'm eating my buns first route.
Eating buns, meat free.
Meat free.
Okay, it's free out there.
He's gonna go ahead and...
We call that going commando, just so you know.
Going commando. He is going commando.
I'm a distinguished-looking
gentleman with the finely trimmed beard.
Which guy's that?
The guy over there.
Oh, he's on the other side?
Again, folks, we don't want to ask them their names as to break their concentration.
I would prefer their names, actually.
And bead-wearing guy is
Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark is distinguished beard gentleman.
Okay, he's distinguished beard gentleman. He is
halfway through his first burger.
All right.
Bead dude who I think his name is Mike. Mike, he's nodding his head. I have confirmation.
Okay, that's
beads
Mike.
Around his neck is Mike.
Okay, so we got dreads, Mike.
He is about a third of the way through the second burger. Right now, he is the hands-down favorite.
Let's go back to the host here. What's he doing over
there? The host is, he's still working on the first one.
Yeah.
You would think for a man his size...
Are you saying that he's overweight?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying he's a man his size.
His size. Okay. I was just curious. Oh, look at that. Okay, we're going to shove that down to the instant replay booth to you. I want you to go through that with me, what he just did.
I think
did.
That was the truffle shuffle.
It was a truffle shuffle?
I'm going to put definitely this into slow shuffle. Motion
okay,
for
I'm,
you.
Okay, I'm looking at the screen right now. I see he's going to the left first.
You see how he stands up
yes.
there.
Okay.
Your automatic reaction is, oh, my God, he can't handle it. He's getting ready.
He's either
ready to vomit.
All right. Now,
or he's going to walk away from
I'm
the table.
I'm rewinding it now. He's got his left hand on the table. All right, here we go.
And now he's completely up.
Okay, now he's shaking.
And he does what appears to be a belch. And my understanding of a belch is that makes some room in your stomach. Let's
now, is that legal?
Settle.
Is that in the rules? Can he belch?
It does not say he can't. Okay. We're in Nevada.
Okay.
If it doesn't say you can't do it, then you can do it.
All right.
Oh, and look at the move he just made there. He took a sip of his soda.
Yeah?
Took a sip of his soda.
That's going to be his demise right there.
That may be what cost him. Let's pay attention to that.
He can have trapped air in his stomach. We call it trapezitis.
Surprisingly enough, the train wreck is nearly through her first
She's
burger.
All business right now.
Trevor Jones doesn't give a shit at all. I'm just telling you that right now. And Mike Doria just spilled on his $100 jeans. I think he's a little upset about that right now.
What did he spill?
Mayonnaise.
And do you have time to do that, really? You realize you're out of this race.
No, I'm still going for him, even though he's got a lot left. So we are officially 7 minutes in.
Mike has now asked for more drink.
Mike, I hope he's drinking water because I'm telling you.
It's fully carbonated. Is it Diet Cola or is it regular cola? Oh, it's Dr. Pepper.
Oh, he's done.
Dr. Pepper.
Call the doctor. He is out.
His buddy across the table
looks like he's sweating.
Didn't have the munchies like he thought he
did. I know.
He's slowed down. He slowed down on that first burger.
I feel for you, Dreds.
And he also just remembered he's vegetarian.
Well, did he order a vegetarian burger? They have them, you know.
Well, I... Rebecca has Woo! Just announced to me she's done with her first burger. Ladies and gentlemen.
Holy cow.
With the big finish.
We got a winner?
Bead-wearing Mike.
Mike, stand on up.
Hey, he's not finished. He has to swallow. He has to clear his mouth.
This could be record time. Seth, this is record time.
I need
confirmation.
Oh, and then they brought you root beer instead of your Dr. Pepper.
Can someone take an iPhone picture for verification?
He's still chewing. His mouth is not clear. We do not have a finish yet.
All right, I need you to text me that photo.
He's getting a napkin.
I saw.
He is finished. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike.
Record time.
Mike.
We are at 8 minutes
and 34
seconds.
It's soon to be on the Cheeburger special. Wall of Fame for that performance.
And
I haven't seen anything like this since 92 when Bubba
maybe even
put
91.
Down that whole pig at the pig roast. That's right.
Congratulations, Mike. You also get to take a picture with Crazy J. I know that's probably the best prize. But
That's your best prize, yes.
Someone dropped out?
Dreds
is dropping
has
out.
Dropped out. he has come.
He needs to officially get up so he can drop out, please.
He's hung his head in shame as he's realized.
He took the burger with him though.
That he just killed an animal.
All right, sorry, Dreds, you're out, buddy.
To take part in this contest.
How are we doing on the other side of the wall there with the kid and Mr. Somebody? I can't remember his name.
Let me check on the other side.
All right. So we're here at the Rockin' Comedy Show at Cheeburger. It's a fierce fight. We just had our winner, Mike. We didn't kill. You think he devoured that burger. Somebody puked? We lost all of our fans. Everybody's leaving.
I believe I have to report all style points this evening.
Okay.
Go to angst-ridden teenager as he is having a shake with his burger.
Now, see, that should win. Now, I, you know what? I'm going to give him an extra 5 minutes on the unofficial clock. If he can finish it in 5 minutes with the shake, he beats Mike.
I would have to say... Mike Doria has stood from the table. Are you done? Are you done, sir? He is done.
We got another casualty of this war.
Considering that the hamburgers weighed more than he did, I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did.
Yeah, it was... he did it at...
But he did eat more than Jay. Faster than Jay. Jay now has something that resembles, I don't know, a taco salad.
And you're wasting the last of the 30 of the 15. We are on our 15-minute mark right here.
We are now at the 15-minute mark.
In about a minute. I jumped the gun a little bit. I prematured.
We're counting down to the 15-minute mark.
We're going to count down, yes. We're going down.
Trevor Jones has all but given up.
He should just get off the table, I think. You think?
Rebecca can't seem to dive into her next. Are you going to eat the next one?
I have a fantastic quote from the floor.
Okay, go ahead.
Trevor Jones, contestant number right
two.
Here.
Just call
two.
In seat number this one.
Okay, three. Go
has
ahead.
Just said, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, he's right. We got 30 seconds. Counting down 30 seconds of 15.
Tell that to Mike, the bead-wearing man.
Oh.
All right. Who just stomped
he says he's not
tonight,
sick, folks. But somebody should really interview him. I can't really get over there.
Who's sick?
Hey, Mike, the bead-wearing man, can you stand up?
Yeah, we need... Can you come on over here?
Well, come on over. Because...
Let's give him a round of applause, everybody.
Yeah,
Who has half left? The young man has a half left.
We're down on the floor. Here we go.
All right, so we want to know, what was your strategy going into this?
This guy right here?
Get this.
Oh, there's three people over there.
All right, Seth, he's going to talk strategy.
Oh, okay.
Here's the scenario.
We're going to go to the screen. Here's your... We're going to bring up the PowerPoint. Here you go.
Is build lots of muscle. I do, like, rock climbing. So you want to eat a lot of, like, protein especially all the time. Two is meditate a lot. Gives you one-pointed focus, and you can just... power through any sort of psychological stuff you got to work through.
You got crazy eyes, man. You're focused.
And then third is Polish blood.
Polish blood is where it's at. Good job, buddy.
Yes, good job. And if you vomit, we want video.
Yes.
Man, he was hardcore.
Come on.
Jay, I finished more of my burger than you did.
Yep.
If you want your mic back, I could have brought it to you.
Well, that's just piss poor, Jay.
I'm disappointed.
Breaking news from the floor. We have a third contestant on the back side of the room.
Okay.
A man named Joe who is down to half
of the
last burger.
Oh, we got our second guy coming right here.
Rebecca's tweeting instead of eating.
Rebecca,
I'm
going
back over to Jay. Thanks, Jay.
Would you like a bucket?
Wait, red shirt, you're on your second burger, right? I think red shirt's going to be second place.
No, red shirt and your brother, what are your names?
Seth, if this were Star Trek and he's in a red shirt, he's dead.
Jeremy and Donnie.
Great,
Donnie
sir.
And Jeremy are brothers.
Oh, I thought Donnie was going to beat everybody, and your brother has gotten you beat so far. Thank you. Wait.
Come on, Jeremy.
But
I want to see
something Donnie and Jeremy are brothers, and I was told earlier... that Jeremy stole half of Donnie's food his entire life. So that explains why...
You're so hungry now.
That's why... Well, and it also explains the speed of his eating.
If you would like to
eating.
Follow Cheeburger Cheeburger on
got,
Twitter...
He's got to eat it quickly.
What is the Twitter handle?
Bigger is better.
I think he's now.
Trevor Jones, how was it?
Your tray, you got to finish that too. But
it was Joe in the back is almost done. Joe, when you're done, can you please stand?
Yeah, Joe, we want to see you.
Stick your tongue out. Let us know that your mouth is clear.
But you better be done, or you're going to be eliminated for standing. Oh, Mr. Deal has dropped out.
Jeremy has nothing but buns left. Jeremy, how many of these burger eating contests have you been in your life? One, just this one right here.
So
you seem to have a strategy. Did you plan
it?
That strategy awesome. Ahead of time?
It was really exciting from up here to booth. So
just flying by the seat of your pants, Maverick. Okay. How's Mr. Clark doing over there? He's got it. He's working on number two, and he is about a third of the way through that one. I can now see Joe. Joe has about 4 ounces of meat left.
That's it, Seth? Just 4 ounces?
4 ounces of meat.
There's a book.
And what is the name of our headphone-wearing teenager?
Seth,
yes.
why don't we find out what he's listening to?
Well,
maybe it's songs like "Eat It" by Weird Al.
I'm gonna go check that out for you. I will be right back. You
know, oh, and Rebecca has stepped away from the table.
Or maybe it's "Cheeseburger in Paradise" by Jimmy Buffett. Or "Two Triple Cheese" by Scott Goddard. I've got a whole bunch. So that's right. He's
our,
go
our,
do some.
Our side is pathetic. These two are still going, but
I'm really impressed at what's going on over there.
Wait, yellow shirt, you're still in it. You're going after that thing like it's... Oh, wow, all right. He just got like a renewed vigor.
Rebecca's breaking out the drugs. That's good.
Clearly our headphone wearing...
We've got 8 minutes, guys. 8 minutes.
Clearly our headphone-wearing teenager came prepared. He's listening to a eating contest favorite, Lil Wayne.
Oh, there you go.
Lil Wayne, yes.
I would be more impressed if it was episode 151 of the Rotten Comedy Show.
Epic.
Epic. Hey, didn't you have a special guest star that night?
Yeah, it was Mike Doria.
Mike Doria, that's right.
Oh, and I'm in a band called 90 Proof, in case you all didn't know.
Man, he's
aren't
gonna,
you playing Friday night?
We are playing Friday night at Whiskey Dicks. If you're all, that's 90 proof. If you're all not too sick.
Joe, how you doing back there, man?
We're going to have a drinking contest.
He's almost there.
That I could definitely win.
Chia, what is your name?
We need to find out who's almost done. We've got what? How many minutes?
You were attacking it, yellow shirt. Keep going.
Oh,
you don't want red shirt beating you.
Minute I've ever seen in my life.
Joe is okay. Down to what appears to be his last bite. His last bite.
Who's this?
Joe in the back.
Oh. Joe wearing, Wave or something. I
wearing
can't see.
The
I can't
Stewie
see
t-shirt.
All right.
Red shirt, don't give up. You can be second.
It's like Star Trek. He's going to die. He's in a red shirt. Everybody should just start chanting, Joe, Joe, Joe. Joe, 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 Joe. So what? It distracts him. I told you my money's on Jeremy. I got to make sure he wins. Oh.
It looks like Joe has finished.
Second place, ladies and gentlemen.
Joe does not look happy right now. He looks like, God, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Joe, when you're able to get up and
move. Joe is officially done.
All right, Joe, if you can make your way over here so we can talk to you real quick.
About his strategy. About your...
Yeah.
Mr. Clark is down
to the last
half. About
your problem with overeating
half.
Food.
Right?
Mr. Clark is down to his last half.
We're at 22 minutes, guys.
Oh, wait. How many minutes left?
We have 8 minutes left.
Oh, he finished at
22:13.
Do we know how many minutes we have left?
That would be 8.
It was 8 like 3 minutes ago, Seth.
He just said 22 minutes, so that leaves 8.
No, he finished at 22 minutes.
I am unable to breathe. Where's
it Seth at? Is a scientist.
No, that's called mathematician.
Gotcha. A mathician.
Gotcha.
Rebecca, it's bigger is better.
bigger is better.
9:04 was the start time. Yeah, what time do we have?
We're 9:22.
I follow.
9:22. That gives us.
Yeah. You have a couple more minutes. Keep going.
It was 9:04.
All right.
12 more
That's
minutes.
12 minutes. Yeah.
We have 12
Joe.
More minutes.
Well, make way for Joe, the second place champion here at Cheeburger. Cheeburger. This guy snuck in. I didn't even see this guy come in.
Sick.
That's how he does it.
Well, it's not like you're not the littlest guy I've seen, so I don't know how you just sneak in. But I'm just saying.
Awesome.
Hey, if they can fly a helicopter into Pakistan.
Seth, talk to him.
Yeah, Mr. Commentator.
Joe, how are you? Would you like to explain to all our listeners and all the folks here tonight who paid a very modest fee to watch your second place finish, which was impressive, by the
way. It was.
Quiet you were. So thanks for stopping by, Joe. Would you like to explain your strategy to everybody?
Well, I was focusing on Cheeburger's great flavors.
Ooh.
I made sure I had a good combination so that they would go down smoothly over time. And to make sure that if they came back up, they would taste just as good.
Oh, that's nice.
Excellent strategy, Joe.
Nice.
Wait, which end are you talking? Because they're going to come back up.
No, they're either coming up or going out. Let's hope they go out and not up.
So, I'm sure everybody would like to know, what exactly was that flavor combination?
Swiss cheese, roasted bell pepper, chopped garlic, mayonnaise, and Grey Poupon.
Wait, so you went for health?
And you think that would taste good coming back up? I'm not even...
Nice.
I'm not convinced it tastes good going down.
Yeah, I don't know if you add bile to that mix. It when you start adding bile to that, it becomes less appealing.
Thank you, Joe. Very fine job, sir.
So we just have two people done right now? Two people that have finished?
Mr. Clark, how you doing back there? You're going to make this, aren't you? You're so close. Don't quit. Hey, it ain't going to eat itself there.
Come on, Reg, sir. Yeah. You can take third place.
Come on. Don't slow down now. There's only a few minutes left.
Right now, Mr. Clark, the distinguished gentleman, he is a near lock for third place.
Well, he better hurry.
Right.
Has Nautica jeans wearing shirt guy, have you called it quits? You did? Okay. Nautica sheet.
He's out.
He has called it quits.
That's right.
That leaves us with one, two, three. Chia.
Chia
has quit.
Chia.
He is done too.
Dow.
So we have four
left. They're slowly falling out.
Oh, yeah. Angst-ridden teenager has removed his headphones.
Uh-oh.
Well, I would too after so many hours of Little John.
How you doing over there, Little Wayne fan?
Little Wayne fan.
Well, very now that nice. He can hear me, I don't want to call him angry because he might get angry with me.
Right.
How much food you have left there, Little Wayne fan? He has like two halves, so he has like a hole, apparently, left.
Hole.
His strategy is to eat from both sides.
Okay. Well, like I said originally, just mash it all together.
I tried that. It didn't work. First, I tried the eat the whole thing at once. That was terrible. So I tried to separate it out. That sucked even more.
What really slowed me down was the seasoning there. Uh-huh. I opened the wrong side and it all poured out.
I was like, boy, this boy likes pepper or something.
It was really spicy.
I guess it was.
I guess that should count as a fifth freaking topping.
That's just
How's
sick.
Mr. Clark doing? He's looking good over there.
I think that this should be the new
slowly diminishing
infomercial
hamburger.
For obesity.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. This is.
I think we're actually recording a PSA here, folks. This is not a burger eating contest.
Contest you never see in Russia.
As it slowly
or Ethiopia.
Exactly.
No, that's a way of life in Ethiopia.
We have three and a half minutes.
They'll eat two pounds of hamburger because
they don't
know
what
they're
going to get
the
next
time.
Well, the gray shirt, you only got bun left, right?
I really feel sorry for the guy that has to clean the bathrooms tonight. I hope Cheeburger gives him a raise.
Right. Well, it might be the situation where they get home and have to clean their own bathroom.
We're trying to get this guy a raise, and now you just ruined the whole premise.
I'm sorry.
What's this about?
I suck.
I have just been informed by the manager here at Cheeburger Cheeburger.
Yes.
That at the end of tonight's competition, they will be awarding shirts to all contestants.
Oh, very nice.
Well, that's no fair. Not at all.
Not just contestants.
And that's only because half of them are not going to fit the people that participated in the contest.
And the other half have already left because they're home puking.
They right. are cleaning out their stock of triple extra chubby Cheeburger Cheeburger t-shirts.
You know what they need to do is they're probably going to need to give away free car wash and detailing.
Because window tinting.
On the way home, there's going to be some staining in the car.
Somebody we're going to make you a prize
somebody
tonight,
Somebody should have won a gift certificate from Molly Maids.
Right? That's what I see.
Fourth place gets to take Rebecca home.
Oh!
Why wow. did everybody stop eating? Right?
And let me tell you, that's a step up for Rebecca, because she usually gets fifth or sixth place. Yeah.
Maybe next year, Rebecca.
Dare to dream, Rebecca. Dare to dream.
Dare to dream.
But we are finishing up with 2.5 minutes to go.
Mr. Clark, you have an eighth of your burger left.
An eighth.
And you have...
What was that?
I like the fact that we call him Mr. Clark.
Mr. Clark. Well, it's better than Bead Guy or Yellow Shirt.
Yeah, Yellow Shirt. Hey.
Hey, I quit calling
elegant
him...
Elegant dude.
I quit calling him Yellow Shirt.
Headphone wearing freak.
Douche.
I never said... Oh, did you quit? Little Wayne fan.
Come on, Little Wayne. Come on up here. We got to talk to you.
Come on, Little Wayne. All our teenage listening fan base has now...
Don't walk away. Come on.
All four of them.
Come on. Where's he going?
He's going outside. Where do you think he's going? He's got a date with the bushes.
Wait, he quit?
He's got to win some sort of prize.
He's got to go out and do that sexting or like...
He's getting
robo tripping.
You did
right?
not quit.
A shirt.
Oh, and he did the Japanese hot dog eating dude trick, dipping his bun in water.
Rebecca
yes, she
did that.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Hey, you
she
know
did.
What? You're out of the contest. Nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, right. That's not nice. Is that a legal gesture? She did win the girls' division.
You came in last place in the girls' division, too.
Wow, that's a good thought right there. She came in first and last.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's a normal week here for Rebecca.
It's awesome and it what, sucks.
What is our time? What is our
we
time?
We have one minute left.
1 minute, Mr. Clark. 1 minute. You can do this.
What's that?
We'll do the countdown at 30 seconds.
Yep. No, come over here.
Well, that's
you
a long time to count, Jay. I think we'd probably go 15.
We'll go 10.
You were a favorite.
It makes it exciting.
You need to come up. You need to explain your strategy. You need to come
at 15,
up here.
We'll do it.
Come up and be famous.
You
come
want
on.
The 15?
Come on. You did very well.
You did very
yes,
well.
You did.
The youngest competitor, there's right. your T-shirt. You'll never be able to wear it because
Seth, give him a Zipfish shirt too.
We need to give you a Zipfish shirt.
Give him a whole bunch
well.
Of Zipfish.
Wait, I want to. So, how does it feel to give up?
How does it feel to be a quitter? Nice.
You had that jerk of a baseball coach, and you quit his team too, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to quit like science tomorrow too? Because it's too hard.
That's nice. That's nice.
Now he's just getting berated.
I'm just.
Now. Why don't you just start?
We might have a finisher. What is?
I hate to interrupt, but we're coming up on 10 seconds. Here we go. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Mr.
Three,
Clark is done.
2, 1.
Yay!
We had two finishes at the wire, folks.
That's
two
incredible.
Finishes at the wire.
All right. They were holding out on each other
Let's
to
roll
see,
the
who?
Tape okay. and see who
now,
finished
what's
first.
What's your name, son?
Let's go back to the playback.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
We're interviewing Brian.
I thought we were done.
No, we didn't.
You guys started attacking him.
Yeah, and then he felt bad for walking up here, so now we're going to give Brian his interview. So, Brian, what was your strategy this evening?
I went...
Quitting.
To not suck.
I ate all the buns, then I went for all the toppings, and then went for the meat. Wasn't the best idea.
Just couldn't do the meat.
Dory, you can tell him about going for meat first, can't you?
You always go for the meat first.
Yeah.
You always save the buns for last?
The condiments come later.
Okay. Condiments if that goes later. Down, then there's always room for the bun.
Okay. And the
That's a little science for you.
Seth Turner, and everybody that participated, if you're still here, please make your way to the front. Cheeburger Cheeburger would like to take a group shot and pass out T-shirts and vomit bags.
Should we take a break?
We should take a break.
To
we'll
vomit.
Be back right after this.
Outstanding.
Hey, Spaz, the weekend's right around the corner.
Aw, yeah, and you know what that means, that the party is about to start. And it's not a party without our favorite drink,
Jägermeister.
That's right, the great taste of Jägermeister gets every party started off right, and then it gets crazy from that point.
And don't forget to drink responsibly and party on like we do here at the Rockin' Comedy Show.
With Jägermeister.
Everybody! This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly. Must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Spaz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cheeburger, Cheeburger and the Rockin' Comedy Show live taping. Yeah! Now, this should be up sometime tomorrow, so if you guys go over to rockincomedyshow.com, you can hear the whole show all over again. And get indigestion, heartburn, all over once again. Again, give a big round for all the servers and everybody that worked here today. The cooks, dishwashers, janitor. Thank you, Donnie, for having us out.
Outstanding. Yeah.
It was awesome. Thanks. We want to thank ZipFizz for helping sponsor the event. They are awesome. Visit ZipFizz.com for all the excitement. Now we need our three, our four. How many? We had four winners. Four winners, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have first place?
Mr. Mike.
First place.
Mr. Mike.
First place, that's you. That's your mic talking to that?
It's right there.
Right there.
Cool. I'd like to thank
you
the Academy.
Hold it. You know, got to get close to it. Don't be afraid of it. All right, Mike, for first place, not only do you get this fine envelope, but inside there's a gift card here for Cheeburger, Cheeburger. And meet with me at the end of the show, and you'll get some tickets to see Anthony Cools, ladies
Anthony
and gentlemen.
Anthony Cools.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Phenomenal job.
How awesome.
How do you eat that much and stay that skinny?
We need, yeah. I don't understand
how do you
it.
Do that?
I don't.
I mean, look at us.
Don't
we're
eat
epic
all
failures.
I usually
here.
Don't
look
eat
this.
That much, and just right now, I just, I don't know, power through. As
that
fast
was,
as I
that was incredible.
It was
incredible.
Awesome.
Incredible.
It was thank an you. Awesome I, display of
awesome.
Thank you.
Pigginess.
I think.
Mind over food, man. That
thank
was,
you, I think.
All right,
that
we have
awesome.
Second place. Who was our second place winner? Right there. We're just going to call him Stewie.
Stewie.
Stewie. Stewie.
This is what Stewie will look like when he's
hey guys.
24.
All right, Stewie. This is your handy holder for your gift card.
All right.
And also gift card inside. And if you see me at the end of the show, we got a set of tickets to see Nathan Burton for you.
Nathan yay. Burton, outstanding. Right. Nice prize.
You know.
It's a great prize.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank
third
you.
Prize and a date with Rebecca is coming up next.
Whoa. At the Pucateria?
We had two third prizes.
Greg is here.
Is this Mr. Clark? Jeremy and Greg. Jeremy, it's a pleasure to meet you. And there you go for all your taunting on Facebook. And we also have some tickets for you guys as well for Anthony Cool. So
awesome.
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 Good stuff.
That is.
And we also have a set of tickets for whoever wants. We got one set for Hypnosis Unleashed and one set for Anthony Cool's. When's your tag team on Rebecca? You got to talk with her. She yes. only does that for money. So.
Look at that. Significant amounts of money, no less.
Cash. It's got to be cash.
What up, yo?
But I love the fact that Rebecca's wearing a shirt that says, I ate the pounder.
Yes.
Okay.
She officially got second
well,
place.
She definitely beat out all the other women in the contest today.
Yes, she did.
But again, guys, tip your wait staff and you know, it was awesome to be here.
It was. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was fun. Thank you for coming out.
It's my pleasure.
Supplying the audio equipment.
It's always my pleasure. Oh, that's, I don't even want to go there.
Oh, that's a nice shot right there. Anyway, guys, check us out, rockincomedyshow.com.
.com.
And we got some more great shows coming up and some other great events coming up. We got Show Bus of the Stars coming up in July, where everybody gets to party on the bus with us. And also the third annual charity celebrity go-kart race at Fast Lap. So you're not going to want to miss that. So
negative.
It's all happening. So keep just follow us. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us at rockincomedyshow.com. Our new website's going to launch in a couple of days. And we have an email on there where you just put your email and you will get all kinds of updates now and stuff.
Look at that. You got a mailing list.
That's right.
You're 90 proof.
90 proof has his show Friday the 13th. So you're already doomed. And you might as well go out and spend it at Whiskey Dicks to see our friend Mike Doria.
Mike Doria!
His band is awesome. Come on out. Seth, do you have anything coming up gig-wise?
Sam's down.
Nobody cares.
Anyway, nice John Deere hat y'all got going on today.
And again, thank Michael Johns for being here and everybody and everybody else that's come on out.
And special thanks to Cheeburger Cheeburger.
Yeah, that's right. Again,
and a big round of applause
working their
for everybody.
Ass off. I'm pretty sure if Olympias would have done it tonight, he would have died.
Oh, and special thanks to Zip Fizz.
And Zip Fizz once again. So. It's out on the table. Check it out
it's
if
gone.
You've never tried it. It's
they
awesome.
Sucked it down.
So
it's oh, there's a couple.
Yep, take it while it's got it. All right, and that's it, guys. We'll see you next week.
See ya.